This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Nuclear-armed North Korea tests fire two strategic cruise missiles from a sub on Sunday. That's according to state television KRT, just as U.S. and North Korea military drills were to begin. South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff said the military was on high alert and the country's intelligence agency was working with the U.S. counterpart to analyze the specifics of the launch. Meanwhile, in an exclusive interview with Reuters, Seoul Mayor Oh Si-hoon rekindled the debate over whether South Korea itself should arm itself with nuclear weapons at a time when the North is racing to perfect its capability.
Russia would freely violate Ukraine's airspace, flying bombers and firing missiles and multiple launchers. While Ukraine barely attacks Russian territory because of the psychological inferiority to a nuclear state.
Se-hoon ditched opponents who warned of punishments from other countries, including sanctions, saying a South Korean nuclear program would send a message to countries like China to curb the North's armament. Russian forces suffered more than 1,100 dead in less than a week of battles near the eastern Ukrainian city of Bakhmut, the focal point of fighting in eastern Ukraine. That's according to the Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky on Sunday. He said Russian forces had also sustained 1,500 sanitary losses, soldiers wounded badly enough to keep them out of further action. Dozens of pieces of enemy equipment were destroyed. This is VOA News. The U.S. has begun an aggressive new push to inflict pain on Russia's economy and especially its oligarchs with the intent of thwarting the Kremlin's invasion of Ukraine. U.S. officials say efforts will now focus on lawfully liquidating the property of Russian oligarchs and expanding financial penalties on those who facilitate the evasion of sanctions. They also will seek to close loopholes in the law that allow oligarchs to move through the U.S. financial system through shell companies, a task force that enforces the economic restrictions imposed on oligarchs to move through the U.S. financial system through shell companies again. U.S. President Joe Biden said on Sunday he would address the banking crisis Monday morning as the federal government announced actions to shore up deposits and stem any broader financial fallout from the sudden collapse of Silicon Valley Bank. In an interview with ABC News this week with George Stephanopoulos, Virginia Senator Mark Warner, a Democrat on the Senate Banking Committee, is asked if he regrets voting to loosen some of the banking restrictions that were imposed after the 2008 financial industry meltdown.
No matter what the capital had been in this bank, if you don't get banking 101 straight, if you don't manage your interest rate risks, if you've then got a run at $42 billion in a single day, unprecedented. We'll have time to look back on what the regulators did and didn't do and why the bank management didn't get this right.
Biden said in a statement that the Treasury Secretary and National Economic Council Director worked diligently with the banking regulators to address problems at Silicon Valley Bank. U.S. President Biden is expected to announce sweeping protections for more than 16 million acres of land and water in Alaska on Monday as he prepares to approve a massive oil drilling project that has drawn intense criticism from climate activists. VOA's Marissa Melton.
The president is expected to declare the entire Arctic Ocean off limits to oil and gas leasing and development. The news comes from an administration official who spoke to AP on the condition of anonymity ahead of the announcement. The Interior Department will also announce that it will write new regulations protecting nearly 13 million acres in the National Petroleum Reserve in Alaska, the nation's largest piece of public land, including ecologically sensitive areas that provide habitat for thousands of caribou and shorebirds. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
More at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.